The following talk was given by Steve Hagen at Dharma Field Meditation and Learning Center in Minneapolis on May 2, 2004. This talk may not be played or reproduced for profit.
Good morning. It's good to see you all here today. This matter of taking the precepts is very much concerned with our intention. When we study these teachings, we hear that the Buddha, or a Buddha, any Buddha, any awakened person, they don't have any intention, we say. Buddha is without intention. Of course, we ourselves are filled with intention much of the time. In fact, so much so that when we hear that a Buddha is one who is without intention, we're kind of baffled by that. We don't really understand how is that possible for someone to be without intention. And then we say that the Buddha's intention is just simply to be awake in each moment. We have to awaken again in each moment. If this isn't our intention, be awake in each moment, and the very next moment we're not here. We're grasping. We've reformed the self. We're coming out of our own petty interests and concerns, our fears, our worries, our longings and loathings. A Buddha is one in this moment who is not doing that. And that's all it means. In the next moment, we can wake up again. So these precepts have very much to do with intention. As we recite them here, we say, a follower of the way does not. And then we recite the precept. And we've talked about that negative expression. I've talked about that recently quite a bit. And very important, because this isn't some kind of a dictum. Nobody's dictating, nobody's commanding here. This is a matter of seeing, realizing within our own heart and mind, and expressing that, letting that come out of our own heart and mind, rather than to take this as something put upon us. But what it is that we look for here, what we're observing, is our own intention. What is it that we're doing now in this moment? Why are we doing it? Is it for some explanation, reaching for something? Or is it just purely coming out of a full understanding of our situation here, wanting nothing more than to be present with it, fully alive and awake? As it says in the beginning of your precept programs there, that the Buddha taught the way of awareness. With awareness, there's life. With ignorance, it is as if we're dead already. When we grasp, we're ignoring the full reality of each moment, and we're living our lives as if we were dead, say the awakened. Well, just recently, my stepdaughter, Mary Ann, just came back from Thailand. She'd spent the last 8 months there or so teaching English. And before she came back, she had time to visit a training center. It was a Theravadin center, and did a retreat there, a meditation retreat. And she learned how they recite the precepts. And there, but like just as we say, a follower of the way does not, the way they begin each precept is, I undertake the training to intend not to do something or other. First one is, I undertake the training to intend not to take away breath. Beautiful, beautiful expression. But there they directly tie this matter of intent right into the precepts. I think I'll be talking about that more now when I teach the precepts, just to make sure that that's really clear. Because each one of these precepts, even as we say it here, we are talking about our intention and how important that is, that we look at what our intention is in each moment. And if our intention is tied to something graspable, some idea, some belief, some thought, something, well, then we should realize that our intention isn't pure, because just as that thing that we reach for is formed out there, so it is that we are formed here. In other words, we are acting out of a little self. It's our usual way. Because it is our usual way, because we're so thoroughly used to this, that we can't even imagine how there could be another way. But there is. And this is what the Buddhas speak of. So that we undertake, well, the training, the practice. We undertake, it is our intention that we train ourselves in this intention to come back to this moment. And then to not do. Not to take away breath. Not to take what is not given. Etc. So this is a very, very beautiful, very simple, gets right to the point of the understanding here. And this not to do something, we have to understand that this itself is the expression of the mind of a Buddha, of one who's awake. Just simply not to do. We so often focus on, well, what should I do? What should I think? How should I practice? What's best for me to do now? Always thinking in these terms, not recognizing that grasping mind. And a Buddha is simply one who realizes what that is and doesn't get caught. Are there things to be done? Things we should take up now in this moment? Certainly there are. But why do we take them up? We take them up, as we say here, for the benefit of all beings. What is it that benefits all beings? We can't really say what that is because it isn't a particular thing. It's reality itself. It's wholeness itself. It is already unfolding if we don't interfere with it. So all there is to do then is to be aware in each moment of how it is that we step into a situation with our intention, because our intention will be there, and we try to bring about certain ends. This right there, that is it in a nutshell. Human suffering. It is the lack of understanding of the real situation that we're in. It is a perpetuation of hatred and misunderstanding and warring and fighting and squabbling. Getting, spending, wanting, craving. All of it is right there in just that little bit. It is so terribly simple that we don't take it to heart. We miss it. It takes us a long time. We can hear this again and again, and we don't realize just what is being said. Because then even when we hear that, we want to grasp that. We want to take hold of that. That beautiful teaching. Ah, yes. This morning in the practice period discussion group we have now, we looked at this little passage by the Buddha where he says, I have a teaching that is similar to a raft, he said. But a raft is for getting across, not for carrying. We use a raft to get across. So this raft is something that will help us out of our confusion. That's these teachings. But, of course, if we find these teachings, these precepts, these wonderful teachings, this practice, in our usual way, we will once again grasp it. We will say it is good. I need this. I can use this. This will improve me and make me a better person. But the Buddha went on to say, he said that, I tell you, you monks who understand this teaching, that this teaching is similar to a raft. He said, you should understand that this means to give up even good things. How much more so to give up evil things? So in this very subtle way, once again, he's bringing us back to our intention. What is our intention? We want to take up something good. Of course, we want to be good. Maybe we think we are good. But if we see good as something we can grasp, then we don't understand it. That good has just become, once again, one more conceptualized thing, one more packaged thing out there, and you have formed in opposition to it in some way. Now you will reach for that, you'll get hold of it, you'll parade around with it, and you'll try to push this on other people and all of that. And here we go again. So what the Buddha was warning us of in that subtle passage is to be aware of this, that this teaching is for getting across. It is not for carrying. And so in this simple way, it is speaking of our intention, that our intention, the intention of an awakened person, is only to be awake. As things come up, need to be dealt with, handled, because we are human beings interacting on this planet. We need to eat, we need to talk, we need to go to work. But this practice, these precepts, are to bring us back to look at ourselves in each moment and how it is that we are conducting ourselves. If our concern is with harmony, with maintaining the harmony that is naturally there, the peace that is naturally there, that's keeping these precepts. If we slide off of that and we're concerned with this because we have to establish peace, or we have to have, now we've, once again, in a very subtle way, we've just slipped off. So we come back to these precepts again and again, because they will remind us each time just how easy it is for us just to slide off, to take hold of one thing or another. And this is human suffering, the human world of pain and sorrow. So doing these precepts, we probably don't do them enough here. They can seem so boring. Oh, I've heard these before, I've recited these before, I've done this so many times now, maybe, for some of us. But it is important for us just to come back, to bring ourselves back intentionally, deliberately, to just see where our pure heart is. It is not so much that we can actually keep these precepts, that we can actually navigate through life without grasping things. That isn't so much the point, but that we bring ourselves back and remind ourselves of our intention, that our intention is to do so. And remember that intention is always associated with something not to do. Because if something is forming there that we can get hold of, it is to not take that up. But that our action is always action of the whole, out of the whole. It comes from out of the whole and back into the whole. And it just sweeps through our heart and mind. If our heart and mind is pure, if we hold to one thing or another, it becomes blocked. And we begin to suffer. We suffer the pains of, once again, greed, anger, self-delusion. Well, these are just some general thoughts about this this matter of the precepts. I don't know, maybe do you have a question or two on what we did here today? Maybe not. Maybe it's just enough to take it up, to reacquaint ourselves. It took me a long time in this practice. I mean many, many years now, to really come to understand and to appreciate the depths of these precepts. That without us making this effort out of with a just pure heart to come back to this, life is very difficult. We make life difficult. We complicate it for ourselves and for each other. It took me a long time to taste that, to get to understand this. I used to be interested in the practice and the teachings and studying all that, but the precepts, and I think a lot of people feel this way. Precepts, well, okay, yeah, we do that too, yeah. Maybe at the beginning it was almost kind of an annoyance for me. Maybe it reminded me of my earlier training I had, thinking it was something browbeating about it or something of that sort. But gradually I began to understand, oh, this is about getting us to look into your own heart. Where are you with all of this right now? How are you living your life, conducting your life from moment to moment? Because if we don't look there, it doesn't matter how much we're studying or how much we sit on that cushion. You can't sit on that cushion forever. You say, yes, we're sitting on this cushion. Now you're keeping all the precepts. Some people say they do Zazen because then they can keep the precepts. Well, that's ridiculous. So keeping the precepts are there because we get up off the cushion. We don't just sit on this cushion all the time. We get up off this cushion and we begin to talk and speak and move about. This is where we can take what it is that we learn in our studies, what it is that we've cultivated a mind that can quiet down, get centered, focused, that can bring itself back. But back to what? What for? Well, so that when we get up off our cushion and walk about and speak, we can live a life of a Buddha. In other words, a life out of our own true nature, which is always there, always with us. Right here, we learn to quiet down, to come back, to see where it is that we are. We already know, see, realize the truth. Right here. As I said earlier, the Buddha you seek. Talk about seeking, taking refuge in the Buddha Dharma Sangha. And I spoke about this recently. But this Buddha we seek, this teaching, this Dharma, this reality, and this community that we seek is right here where we're living. So these precepts are just that. They're just come back, bring us back. Samuel Johnson said that we more often need to be reminded than instructed. When it comes to this matter of awakening, enlightenment, we don't need any instruction at all. We only need to be reminded because we already know. We already have this. So the precepts remind us. They bring us back to just looking at what we're doing now, how we're speaking now. We also have to learn to do this without judgment, without judging ourselves, catching ourselves all the time, just missing the precepts. But gradually, when we come back to the precepts again and again, gradually, we can begin to know this, to actually know this, to realize this within our own heart. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. To hear more talks on Buddhism, Zen, and related topics, visit dharmafield.org.